Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a specific appeal for information has been issued this evening regarding the murder of a 24-year-old man outside of Strabane on Sunday night. Donegal County Council has been accused by the Ditch of editing more than 20 remediation applications under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Scheme without the applicant's knowledge. Amidst a growing staffing crisis, a Letterkenny councillor is demanding answers from the general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital. And the Sinn Féin leader says the party workers at the centre of the Michael McMonagall scandal acted despicably. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin also has all the latest. He'll be at the sports desk at around a quarter past five. First in news, a specific appeal for information has been issued within the last 2 hours regarding the murder of a 24-year-old man outside Strabane on Sunday night. Kyle McDermott died in the early hours of yesterday morning following an altercation in Ballymacorry. Aidan Delaney reports.
Detective Inspector Hazel Miller is now appealing directly to occupants of a blue-coloured car that was parked on the Victoria Road near the scene of the altercation to come forward, as it's believed mobile footage was captured of the incident. D.I. Miller is asking the driver and passengers of the car to contact 101 in an effort to advance inquiries. A reminder has also been issued to anyone who was in the Victoria Road area on Sunday night between 6 p.m. and midnight to come forward with any information or footage they may have. As it stands, a 24-year-old man arrested in connection with the murder remains in custody.
Meanwhile, local councillor Raymond Barr has issued a call for a meeting with the PSNI, expressing his deep concern and belief that Kyle's death could have been prevented.
There's a feeling of sincere sorrow towards this young man's family and friends, and as I said, also his young partner. There's also a feeling of anger for the simple reason that, as far as I'm concerned, Kyle's death was avoidable. There's a young man in custody and he's being questioned, you know, and although I would like to be more specific about the concerns, it wouldn't be appropriate to do so in this case, but all I can tell you is there's a fear among residents, and the fear is such that a meeting has been requested with the PSNI to discuss their concerns.
Donegal County Council has been accused of editing more than 20 remediation applications under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Scheme without the applicant's knowledge. An article published by The Ditch alleges that these alterations made it seem as though private engineer report recommended less extensive remediation options aligning with the housing agency's recommendations. The outlet reports that these instances have since been corrected and that the council has attributed the errors to a technical glitch in the online portal. Sinn Féin are now calling for clarity on the situation. Councillor Gary Doherty says the people affected by the crisis have been thrown off.
Effective concrete block homeowners have already faced so many delays. They've had so many barriers, so many roadblocks, and the long, long fight for 100% redress, and that they could have their engineers' reports, which were submitted to Donegal County Council and the Housing Agency, in good faith. I mean, these homeowners they've got these engineers in themselves to examine their houses, to examine the blocks, and the engineers have given these reports back in good faith to the council and the Housing Agency, and then to find out that these reports have been altered by Donegal County Council and downgraded from full demolition to something that is, look, let's call a spade, a cheaper option for both the Housing Agency and the council. That's absolutely appalling, and it's an appalling way to treat homeowners who have faced so many difficulties in this long road so far. And look, we need urgent clarity on this from Donegal County Council, and we need urgent answers as to why and how this was allowed to happen.
Amidst a growing staffing crisis, a Letterkenny councillor is demanding answers from the general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, a 100% redress representative who spent several weeks at the hospital after falling ill over the summer, is bringing a motion before today's meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Speaking on the 9 to noon show, Devine painted a picture of the hospital's state, highlighting the plight of elderly and disabled patients who are being left on trolleys and wheelchairs for up to 48 hours due to severe shortage in staff in all departments. Devine praised the dedication of the existing staff, but emphasised there simply are not enough of them.
The neurologist, she asked me, would I beg and fight hard to get a full-time neurologist in Letterkenny. There's only so much we can do as elected councillors. We have to have a meeting with this man, and we have to. The people need help in that hospital. It's shocking, you know. I don't think it's the money issue is the problem with the hospital. I think they're just not recruiting staff. The staff is brilliant, they just need more of them. I've heard all the stories about A&E and all that, and I'm telling you, it's probably only when you experience it yourself how bad it is. And now, as I say, I can't thank the staff, and from the cleaners to the porters to them all, like, they were absolutely amazing. But when I went on through A&E, I was probably fortunate enough that I was straight on their bed. I wasn't hanging about, didn't have to sit all day. And with the condition I was in, I think for the doctors had sent a letter, they knew that there was something serious going on. And there was an elderly lady sitting in a wheelchair in front of my bed, and I got up conversation with her and asked, was she in love? She was sitting in that wheelchair 32 hours. Now, this lady was well in her 70s, 32 hours sitting in a wheelchair. The easiest way I can describe it to people, it's like you'd think it was a wire or something. The wheelchair's down along the corridors. This is in behind the doors. This is not out in the A&E waiting room. Lying down along the corridors, drops hanging everywhere, and shocking. I couldn't believe that they weren't in a bed or they were sitting the way they were sitting for that length of time, you know.
Letterkenny Milford Municipal District today observed a minute's silence in memory of Letterkenny Town Councillor Liam McCluskey, who was laid to rest earlier. Mr McCluskey was a Fianna Fáil representative who served on the Urban District Council from 1997 until 1994. A primary school teacher by profession, he also served a term as the national president of the INTO. 17 people have been arrested in Donegal for driving under the influence over the past week. Since Tuesday last, Gardaí arrested 13 people who were detected drink driving and 4 motorists caught drug driving. Garda Grainne Doherty has described the figure as worrying. This week marks Road Safety Week, and Garda Doherty says it's clear that the message is not being taken seriously.
This week we've had quite a few, you know, the roads policing units are out there, they're checking tyres, checking for tax, insurance, numerous other, but there's been a lot of offences, a lot of drinking drug drivers, unfortunately. So across the Donegal division over the past week, so from last Tuesday to today, I just checked the figures this morning, and we've had 13 arrests for drink driving and 4 arrests for drug driving across the Donegal division, you know, and they're very worrying figures. And it's just obvious the road safety message isn't being taken. Not that it's not being taken on board, it's not being taken seriously by everybody, unfortunately.
Donegal County Council has defended the plan to cut down an oak tree close to Ballyrain Park in Letterkenny, saying the decision to do so was not taken lightly. A lengthy discussion on the issue at an MD meeting in the town this afternoon led to officials promising to look again to see if there are any alternatives. They'll also meet with residents to discuss their concerns and hire a tree surgeon to assess the tree. A commitment was given that nothing will be done before those meetings take place. However, officials stress this is linked to a wider road project and not just a cycle lane. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Responding to a question from Councillor Donal Coyle, officials said the works immediately adjacent to the oak tree involve provision of a segregated cycle lane and footpath, provision of an additional traffic lane for the new signalised junction at the Creamery roundabout, and improved definition and safety of the access to Ballyrain Park. As part of the design process, Donegal County Council say they looked at all options with regards to the tree, but concluded the required safe and effective infrastructure cannot be provided without a major impact to the tree's root structure. They said it would involve removing some of the major elements required to improve traffic flow at the Creamery Junction for thousands of road users and significant reduction of quality for other elements of the overall plan. Councillor Coyle asked if every effort was made to consult with the local community and called for creative thinking to come up with a solution. The cutting down of other trees late last night was condemned by all councillors, with Councillor Kieran Brogan saying it sent a terrible message and was not done in his name.
Meanwhile, officials said the cutting down of other trees last night was not meant to be a secretive move, but was done at that time to minimise traffic disruption and to maximise safety. The need for greater enforcement to tackle serious road safety concerns in Donegal has been raised with the council. Councillor Terry Crossan has proposed that permanent speed cameras be installed at specific locations across the country in light of the high volume of deaths on Donegal roads this year. A motion was also put forward by fellow Inishowen Councillor Martin Farron, who's called for the council to engage with the Department of Transport in relation to the number of crashes in the county's regional roads. Plans are in place to install one static speed camera in the county before the end of this year. Councillor Terry Crossan believes it's nowhere enough to tackle driver behaviour.
My own opinion is the guards need to be more proactive. There should be more checkpoints. There should be more static cameras whereby it will help people to be discouraged from Sweden. I think all of us, as members of the County Council, should be exerting pressure on the government to put more measures in place.
Well, a safety assessment and speed survey is to be carried out in Churchill on foot of a motion that was agreed at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. The issue was raised by Councillor Michael McBride, who asked the council to install 3 raised tables in the village, similar to those in Newton Cunningham. Earlier this week, Donegal County Council was told by Councillor Paul Canning that the raised tables have been a big success in Newton and they should be rolled out in other towns and villages.
The actual speed tables are the only thing that I think will work to slow the traffic down. The situation with it in Newton Cunningham, it was a big financial outlay because of the active travel. But we have the low-cost safety measures. So I'm asking, there is areas that you could put in the speed tables that will slow traffic coming into your village or going out of your village. And I think it's a necessity at this stage.
Meanwhile, a special workshop is to be held by Letterkenny Milford MD to discuss traffic calming measures. There were 3 motions on the issue before this week's meeting, one from Councillor Kieran Brogan calling for a review of all traffic calming measures in Letterkenny, and 2 from Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly. One was seeking a ramp on the Ran Road and the other seeking a ramp at the entrance to Ard O'Donnell. The Sinn Féin leader says the party workers at the centre of the Michael McMonagle scandal acted despicably. It comes after 2 former Sinn Féin members provided work references for their ex-colleague who was under investigation for child sex offences. Mary Lou McDonald has now ordered a review of governance within the party. She says it was a solo run from the 2 party workers.
Not alone did these 2 individuals act without any authority. They acted unilaterally, irresponsibly, despicably, in my view. But they let that situation sit. And as the allegations then became charges, at no stage did either individual come forward after the fact to say, look, hands up, we gave these references, but, we shouldn't have.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Troy Parrott says he's benefited from playing his football on the continent. Alone at the Excelsior last season saw him net 17 goals, while this season he scored 6 in 10 appearances for another Dutch club, AZ. Parrott's hoping his renewed form in the Netherlands can force his way into the Republic of Ireland side for this week's games against Finland and Greece.
It's different for everyone. For me, it suited me a lot to move away and play somewhere else, but I don't. There could be a young Irish lad that goes to the UK and does really well straight away. So I think for everyone it's different, but if someone was to ask me, I would definitely say that it's a good experience and I would advise them to go.
In other news, Spanish 2010 World Cup winner Andres Iniesta has retired from football age 40. The former Barcelona player was known as one of the game's greatest midfielders. He won 29 trophies for the Catalan club and lifted the European Championship with his country in 2008 and 2012. Iniesta moved to play at the UAE last year. And elsewhere, Celtic, they begin their first ever Women's Champions League group phase tonight. Republic of Ireland internationals Caitlin Hayes and Saoirse Ronan could be involved as they entertain Dutch champions 20. Chelsea, they're at home to Real Madrid tonight at 5:45. And elsewhere, 8-time champions Lyon, they play Galatasaray, and Roma, they host Wolfsburg. Locally, Dara Coyle has signed a new 2-year deal at Finn Harps. Coyle has progressed through the Finn Harps Academy ranks from under-13s to senior level, and his new deal will keep him at Finn Park until the end of the 2026 campaign. The 17-year-old made 9 appearances in the First Division this season, including his first senior start and a 3-all draw against UCD. In rugby, Munster have been dealt a huge blow ahead of Saturday's URC Interpro with Leinster. Peter O'Mahony and Ollie Yeager are both out of the game at Croke Park with respective hamstring and neck injuries. But head coach Graham Rountree says Mike Halley should be available despite concerns over a leg injury. In other news, Katie Heffernan has been forced to miss Ireland's last game of their WXV1 campaign. The centre's returned to Ireland with an arm injury sustained in training and has been replaced in the squad by Katie Whelan. Leinster back row James Cullinan will captain Emerging Ireland in their final match of the South Africa tour with the Cheetahs. He starts that game at number 8. And Connacht prop Sam Illo has been ruled out of action for a month with an ankle injury. But in better news for head coach Pete Wilkins, captain Sam Prendergast has come through the return to play protocols and should be available for Saturday's game away to Ulster. Jordan Duggan, Joe Boyce and Josh Loani have also returned, having missed Friday's loss away to Scarlets. In hockey, former Czech Republic women's manager Gareth Grundy has been named as the new head coach of the Irish women's team. The Belfast native replaces Sean Dancer, who stepped down in March. Grundy previously led Ireland through Olympic qualifiers while serving as interim head coach in 2019. In darts, Derry's Daryl Gurney begins his World Grand Prix campaign in Leicester tonight. He goes up against Michael Van Gerwen, and there's also a meeting of former world champions Gary Anderson and Michael Smith. And finally this evening in boxing, on Sunday, Cairn Donagh Boxing Club hosts the Donegal Open Championships, with boxing getting underway at 12 noon. All boxers intending to take part are reminded that entries close at 12 noon tomorrow Wednesday. The draw will take place on Thursday evening. That's your sport. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí say precautions are always taken when responding to incidents. It's after a number of members of the force were assaulted in Donegal town over the weekend. When responding to reports of disturbance in Quay Street on Sunday afternoon, Gardaí were attacked. Five men aged from their late teens to early 20s were arrested and are due to appear in court next month. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing for information.
Gardaí arrested five men after they responded to reports of a disturbance outside a premises on Quay Street in Donegal town on Sunday morning past 6th of October. Gardaí, who initially responded to the call in around 2 a.m, they were assaulted when they were attempting to deal with the situation. A number of additional Gardaí units then were called and they arrived to the scene and they provided assistance. Incapacitant spray was used as part of an escalated response to the public order incidents, and five adult men, they're aged between their late teens and early 20s, they were arrested and later charged. So all five are due to appear before Donegal District Court on the 6th of November. And the Gardaí assaulted during that incident, they remained on duty until 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. So we're just asking anybody with any information regarding this incident, you know, if they witnessed it, to contact Gardaí in Donegal Town on 074-974-0190 or Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071-985-8530. And also just again, if anybody was, you know, on Quay Street on that date at that time, if they had a dash cam, please also make that footage available to
us. It just goes to show, I suppose, you and your colleagues, you never know what can happen when you head out on duty.
Well, really and truly, look, any call, it doesn't matter what the call is, you're going out to face the unknown. Nobody knows, you know, so all precautions have to be taken.
Four Donegal clubs have been awarded a total of €100,000 through the Healthy Ireland Walking Tracks Initiative. It was the second largest allocation in Ireland. Drumbar United Football Club, Letterkenny Rovers Football Club, Cappy Rovers Football Club and Inishowen Rugby Club will each receive €25,000. This is part of a €1 million fund aimed at making pitchside walking track facilities more accessible to everyone in the community. Welcoming the news, Minister Charlie McConnellogue reflected on the efforts made by community clubs in Donegal to make sport enjoyable for everyone.
There's so much great work across the county done by voluntary committees who, you know, often two, three, four times a week are giving of their time, people giving of their time to train young people and indeed to train senior clubs and people of all ages and to make sure that that we're seeing communities come together as well as stay healthy. And that's really important for people of all ages and all abilities as well. And I think this funding is a really good support in relation to supporting clubs in that, and I want to recognise the work of the four clubs concerned here in terms of being successful today, but particularly in terms of the work they're doing at local level and the successful applications they put together to draw down this funding.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a criminal damage incident in Cairn Donagh in the early hours of last Thursday morning. The front and rear windscreens and both passenger side windows were smashed on a car that was parked on Moville Road between approximately 1:30 a.m. and 3 a.m. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have travelled in the area with dash cam footage between those times to make the footage available to them. Concerns have been raised over the slow progress of works being carried out under the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund in Letterkenny. The 26.1 million euro funding received to date has earmarked for making Letterkenny Town Centre a viable place for people to live in and to tackle vacancy and dereliction, with many major projects in the pipeline. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, while welcoming the UDRF, says more needs to be done. He says there's a number of areas that require a particular attention.
I acknowledge that there has been an awful lot of work done, but we're in this year now 4 years, almost five in fact, and we have yet to see much work being started and done. I know there's been a lot of negotiation, buying of lands, buying of properties, but I think now what the people are looking for in Letterkenny is they see the fantastic plans that we have to start to be implemented, start to be built, and to start to see the real benefits of these changing, you know, game-changing projects for this town, I believe, you know.
Because they talked today about, you know, how it will improve the area for people living there and attracting tourists, but this does need to begin immediately.
Yeah, it does. Look, and the first part we've done in the part one of the linear park, we can see how nice that is, but it needs to be completed to get the whole goodness of it. And then now the project around the Cathedral Quarter, it has great potential, both for the local area, the increased footfall in the main street, to attract tourists, and the courthouse with the new attractions that will bring. That is all fantastic work. The whole addressing their election in Lower Main Street, but we need to see it happening. And I know we have to put in the foundations, and a lot of the foundations have been put in. So I look forward now to the projects actually being delivered over the next 12 to 18 months.
Anyone with information on the sale and supply of controlled substances in Donegal is being urged to contact the county's divisional drugs unit. Last week, as part of Operation Tara, searches were carried out in the Milford area and almost €8,000 worth of drugs were seized. Gardaí discovered cannabis plants, hallucinogenic mushrooms, amphetamines and cannabis cultivation paraphernalia. A woman arrested in connection with the seizure has since been released without charge. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
The Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit carried out three searches in the Milford District on the 1st of October. During these searches, Gardaí seized cannabis plants, hallucinogenic mushrooms and amphetamines worth a combined total value of €7,710, along with cannabis cultivation paraphernalia. One woman was arrested in connection with a seizure and she has since been released without charge. Our investigations are ongoing. Gardaí are appealing for anyone who has information in relation to the sale and supply of controlled substances in Donegal to contact the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit in total confidence. You know, it will be treated with the strictest confidence, any information provided. They can be reached on 9167100. Again, the Garda confidential line is always for any sort of incident or information on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station.
For weather now, rain persisting for many parts this evening with drier weather in the far north and west of Ulster. It'll be mainly cloudy tonight with just a few light showers. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees with light to moderate northerly winds. To conclude this evening's news, a specific appeal for information has been issued within the last hour regarding the murder of a 24-year-old man outside Strabane on Sunday night. Kyle McDermott died in the early hours of yesterday morning following an altercation in Ballymacorry. A man remains in custody in relation to the investigation at this time. Donegal County Council has been accused of editing more than 20 remediation applications under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Scheme without the applicant's knowledge. An article published by The Ditch alleges that these alterations made it seem as though private engineer reports recommended less extensive remediation options, aligning with the housing agency's recommendations. Amidst a growing staffing crisis, a Letterkenny councillor is asking answers from the general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, a 100% Regis representative who spent several weeks at the hospital after falling ill over the summer, is bringing the motion before today's meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. And finally, the Sinn Féin leader says the party workers at the centre of the Michael McGonagall scandal acted despicably. It comes after two former Sinn Féin members provided work references for their ex-colleague who was under investigation for child sex offences. Mary MacDonald has now ordered a review of the governance within the party. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, October 8th. The death has occurred of Ron Smith, 10 Ross Sear Cottages, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. His remains will be reposing at the family home in Ballyliffin tomorrow from 3pm until 8pm. Private cremation on Thursday at Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. The death has taken place of Myra Maria Wilson, Nee Campbell, 9 Caw Park, Limavady Road. A service of thanksgiving in her late home on Thursday at 12 noon, followed by burial in Ballyon Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Ardloch Residence Comfort Fund, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director. Wake at the family home from 12 noon until 9pm. The death has taken place of John Doherty Copper, 3 Rockfield Terrace, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private from 11pm to 10am. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Care Fund. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Anne Comerford, Nee Ward, 74 The Beaches, Ballybuffet and formerly of Stranorler, reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet this evening until Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11am. Cremation on Thursday afternoon at 4:30 at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny or care of any family member. The death has taken place of Hugh McFadden, Green Lane, Remelton, reposing at the residence of his daughter Mary McFadden, Rectory Road, Remelton, today until 11pm. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11am in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Thomas Joseph, late of Mullinban, Muff. Funeral service in Knowhead Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Muff Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Knowhead Presbyterian Church, care of Alex Joseph, 87 Cawhill. Visitors welcome to Ardair and Needy Funeral Home today between 6pm and 8pm. The death has taken place of John Collins, Mallon Road, Moville. John's remains are reposing at his home until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11am funeral mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family home is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please visit highlandradio.com.